What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Pillow Talk with Paul Gano. Today, my guest is me. I put out Ask Me Anything on social media, so I'm just going to start with the first question. What was the birth of your first child like? Honestly, I feel like the best way to describe this is like I was waiting for Christmas, you know, that excitement for Christmas, and you knew something awesome was going to come. Except, like, I didn't know when Christmas was actually happening, you know? And she was a little late, past due. Like, her due date was April 28th. And Tareem didn't start having contractions until, I don't know, May 1st. And they were painful, you know? It seemed like they were painful. Obviously, I don't know firsthand, but it looked like they were fucking painful. So we went to the hospital the first day of contractions, and she was barely dilated. I want to say like half a centimeter, like nothing, basically. So they sent us home. And then the next day, May 2nd, she had an OB appointment, and she made, you know, she scheduled induction. She booked an induction for the next day. And so the 3rd comes around, and we get all our stuff and we go to the hospital. And I mean, it's been a long 24 hours, you know, like it's been a long 24 hours. So we get to the hospital and they're going over, you know, different ways that you can be induced. And, you know, there's a chemical, they can inject you with something and it's like a chemical induction, or they can break your water. They can insert something called a Foley balloon, which she ended up going with. And a Foley balloon is basically when, obviously it's a medical grade balloon that is shoved up there, and it's supposed to speed up like the dilation process. And so they did that, but then like almost instantly there was complications. And like when I mean complications, Aaliyah's heart rate went below 60 beats per minute. And almost 8 minutes had passed with it below 60 beats per minute. So they took it out, heart rate kind of rose, went back to normal, which is actually about 120 beats per minute. So it was like less than half for about 8 minutes. And they don't really know why, but obviously the best thing to do was to take it out. And eventually, you know, some time had passed, just making sure she was okay and nothing else was wrong. And so they decided they were going to induce her by breaking her water, basically. And so that happened. Shortly after that, Tareem got an epidural, which I highly recommend. I feel like if I was giving birth, there's no chance. I mean, kudos to anyone that gives, you know, natural births and stuff like that. But man, it just makes sense. It's there for a reason. And I just want to say, for the epidural procedure, I wasn't allowed in the room. And it was annoying, and it's been ridiculous throughout the pregnancy. I feel like there were way too many times when I wasn't allowed in the rooms. Do you know what I mean? I missed the first ultrasound, like hearing Aaliyah's heartbeat for the fucking first time, seeing her for the first time. Like, I missed that. I went, and then they just told me I wasn't allowed in the room. Not because, like, Tareem didn't want me there. Not because there wasn't room. It was like, it just, all of the times that they said I wasn't allowed in these rooms never made sense to me. And so anyways, she got the epidural. And honestly, it was probably the first time I had seen Tareem smile in, I don't know, fucking days, man. Days. And so she was in good spirits. And that was good. You know, I I feel like she was a bit to handle, but I feel like this is, like, what am I gonna say? What am I gonna say? I have to go with it. And so I just kind of, I dealt with it up until this point, but there was a noticeable difference. What I'm trying to say is there was a noticeable difference between pre-epidural and post-epidural. And it was a good difference, you know? She was smiling. We actually got to, like, just, like, I don't know, relax. We'll try to relax. As relaxed as you can be inside of a hospital. That night, doctors were coming in probably every 1 to 2 hours. So, I mean, couldn't get much sleep. And I'm sure I got a little more than her because, you know, I wasn't going through the contractions and stuff like that. So the next morning, I get up, went to go get breakfast, smoke a little herb, and I get back to the room, and they were prepping her for pushing. Like, it was like time. She was dilated enough, so we were gonna start pushing, and they were getting all, like, the cloths ready, and, like, different doctors were coming in, and unfortunately, like, right when this pushing started, like, the nurse that we had for, like, all night, basically, she had to leave, so we were basically getting, like, new nurses. They were coming in and kind of, like, you know, the old nurse was filling the new nurse in on the situation and stuff like that. So we were told at that point it would be 2 to 3 hours until she was out, basically. But she was out in 50 minutes, man. Like, Tareem did amazing. It was kind of, I was just kind of in awe of how amazing. Like, she was in the zone, man. I've never seen someone more determined in my life to get some shit happen. It was a sight to see, man. And out in 50 minutes. And man, honestly, if I'm being real going into it, I was on the fence about watching it. I had a joke about it, and that joke was, like, rooted in realness. Like, I really was unsure. You know, obviously, I just thought it was going to be a little gross. Tareem didn't even want me to watch it. She didn't. And I did. And I'm very happy I did. I recommend every father, fucking watch that shit. Yeah, man. Wasn't gross. I watched everything. It was easily the most miraculous thing I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Aaliyah Teresa Ganot was born on May 4th, 2023. It's 7:41 a.m. She was 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Actually, I remember the nurse at one point, before the pushing started, she was just kind of, do you want to see, or maybe the pushing did start. Maybe the pushing just started. I don't know. It all happened so quick. But at one point, she was like, do you want to see the head? And, like, it was, like, in there, man. Like, it was just, like, all the skin of the vagina fucking was just covering it enough that when you, like, peeled back a lip, yo, you could see. But it wasn't the face. This is basically what it was, like, you know? And I could see just a little fucking head and a little hair and a bunch of wetness and shit. And it was oh my God. It was a crazy feeling. And I feel like the nurse looked at me because, well, apparently, a lot of dads, like, pass out, like, legit. And that's crazy to me. I mean, that's never happened to me. And I don't see why it would happen to anyone at that moment. But, the nurse asked me if I'm all right. And I was just like, she asked me just like right when I was just starting fucking crying. And I was all right. But it was like, yo, this is real. And I felt like all these other moments leading up to this, there were a lot of moments that felt like, oh, this is real. But right when I saw the top of that fucking head, like just about to fucking come out or breach or whatever the fuck they call it. Like that shit was like, yo, this is really real. Like that kid is gonna be breathing in like an hour, dude, 2 hours. Like it was crazy. And yeah, like I said, 50 fucking minutes. It was wild. 2 to 3 hours, I said, and it took 50 minutes. I got an audio recording of the whole thing too, and we listened to it back. So that's really nice. Didn't really care to record video, and I don't think Tareem would have wanted that. So she was born, and when she like first came out, they were cleaning like her lungs and like her passageway. Because I guess she had, I don't know, swallowed some poop. I think it's more common for babies that are born after their due date to have ingested some poop. Because they pee and they poop all in that amniotic fluid. Like, that's all in there, you know? And so they were just cleaning her out. And then after they cleaned her out, we got to switch rooms. And we spent another night in the hospital and left the next day, the afternoon of the 5th. And man, it was a lot. I was fucking over the hospital at that. But the hospital wasn't over us because we had to go back. So I fucking probably should have done a little research on what it's called. But so when a newborn is born, there's like this like scale, I guess, for jaundice, and there's like an acceptable amount that you're allowed. Like it's like 60 to like something, 60 to like 80, blah blah blah, whatever. They look for a certain, you know, chemical or something in the body, and I'm so butchering this, but the gist is Aaliyah was just under, like she didn't have jaundice, but she was like riding just under the line. And so they just wanted to keep an eye on her. So we left on the 5th, like maybe around like 5 or 6 or something like that. And then the next day we had to come back for 10 a.m. And we spent another fucking, I don't know, 4 hours at the hospital then. And when we went back, she was still riding just under the line. So they're like, yep, you gotta fucking come back again. So we went back. That was the 6th. The 7th, we had to go back. And then, yeah, on the 7th, she was an acceptable amount. She had, they were also kind of, I guess, watching how much weight she lost. Because newborns, when they're first born, they lose a bit of weight. And so I think it's tied with the jaundice thing. And so everything was kind of acceptable. And they're like, oh no, like she's good now. And the 7th was the last day we were at the hospital for her. And right now we're just waiting to get her vaccinations done. So the birth of my first child, in a word, was miraculous. Fucking miraculous. It's crazy. It's crazy that people don't want to have kids, yo. To each their own, but like that feel like I'm not that guy. I'm not trying to sell you some shit that is nonsense. There's nothing like it. I know I've been a dad less than 2 months. I get it, but fuck. It's so amazing. And it's crazy that some people are never gonna feel that. To each their own, though, you know? All right, let's move on to question 2. How are you doing mentally now that Aaliyah's here? Honestly, I feel like I'm doing well. I feel like my lady's doing a little. She misses things, but she's doing really well too. I've wanted this for a long time. I've wanted to be a dad for a really long time. So I feel like during that time, I've been preparing myself. So I mean, Mentally, I don't think anything's changed. I think I'm still the same. I was also a stepfather for quite a while, and I feel like that helped in some capacity. You know, I didn't get to deal with the new or go through the newborn stage, but I definitely think it's helped me, you know, be more comfortable where I'm at right now. Like I said, man, less than 2 months, and honestly, the most rewarding thing I've ever done with my life. It is. I think the more mentally draining stuff will come later, you know, when she's older and she can talk back and she's a fucking teenager, because God knows her fucking mom and dad are smartasses, so I imagine she'll be a bit of a smartass too, but I'm ready, yo. I'm as ready as I can be. Alright, number 3. Do you believe in hitting children? Do you believe in hitting children? No, man. No, I don't believe in hitting kids. You know? I don't believe in hitting children because, one, it's lazy parenting. And two, it doesn't fucking work, man. It doesn't work. And I just want to say, I believe every parent has the right to raise their children the way they see fit. But I also think that some people shouldn't be allowed to fucking have kids. You know, I was hit as a child. I know lots of people that were. I don't know anyone that was just hit once. Do you know what I mean? If hitting your kids when they did something wrong worked, you would only ever hit them once. Nobody would have been hit more than once. You know? Think of it this way. You have an ant problem at your house. Okay? And someone suggests, oh, yo, orange juice is a deterrent. Spray some orange juice at, like, you know, your doors and the places that you see ants to, you know, keep them from coming in. And so you get some orange juice, put it in a spray bottle, you spray it around some places, right? But the ants don't stop. If anything, there's fucking more ants now, right? The orange juice is hitting your kids, people, you know? Would you say the orange juice worked? Fuck no, because it didn't. It doesn't work, man. I can't tell you what the solutions to your problems are. I can't do that. It's up to you to figure that shit out. It's called parenting. But I assure you, man, the orange juice doesn't work. And the proof is there. All right. Number 4. What has changed about you now that you're a dad? I don't think a lot right now. I'm sure more things will. But not a lot right now. My priorities, for sure, I would say my priorities have changed. Obviously, like, Aaliyah and everything to do with Aaliyah are top priority, you know? I don't know. Might be a little more empathetic now. Maybe a little more sensitive. I don't know. I was on a bus going to work like last week, and I saw this. It was like a seal. A mother seal had just given birth, right? And the baby seal was kind of just laying there, motionless. And the mother seal was just kind of observing it, kind of going around, looking at its baby, like, clearly worried that something was wrong with it. And, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds into the video, the baby starts moving, and the mother seal fucking loses her shit. And, like, I'm talking 7:30 a.m. I'm on a bus on my way to work, fucking doing my ugly cry because of this goddamn video, you know? Would that have happened 3 months ago? I don't know. But other than that, I feel like I'm the same person. All right, one more question. I know this isn't going to be a super long one, but I just want to kind of, you know, get to the point. Last question. You do a lot of stuff. How do you manage your time? Straight up, not very well. Not very well. I am recording this the day before it's supposed to come out. I'm a huge procrastinator, all right? Huge procrastinator. Recording this the day before it's supposed to come out, gotta do the clip, blah, blah, blah. But that just kind of sums up my life. Like, I kind of, I don't know. It's a blessing and a curse, though, you know? But also, like, I have an amazing woman, man. I can't stress this enough. I have an amazing woman in my life. I wouldn't have time to do most of the things that I do if it wasn't for her. You know, she's the most amazing mom and the most supportive person ever. Like, it's wild. Like, I'm not used to it. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like I couldn't have a better partner, you know? I really lucked out. Other than that, I have a very accommodating 9-to-5, which, you know, allows me to have my evenings and weekends for parenting, comedy, reffing, podcast. Honestly, man, now that I'm thinking about it and we're here, the real secret to managing time easier is loving the things you do. I believe that. When you love the things you do, nothing feels like a burden. You know what I mean? Everything's worth it. I guess that's it for today, guys. What do we do? Like 20-something minutes? All right. It's going to be the shortest episode ever, but thank you for sticking around. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, if you like these shorter episodes too, let me know. If you prefer these shorter episodes over the longer ones, fucking let me know. I'd love to know. You know, maybe we can do shorter ones in the future with just me or something, you know? Let me know. Let me know how you feel. All right. Like always, this podcast is brought to you by Neon Light District. Hit them up. Use code PILLOWTALK to save 10%. And by The Great North Apparel. Hit them up. Use code PILLOWTALK to save 30%. Go get your tickets to Laughateria. Go get your tickets to the monthly show. They're both coming back in August. And I'll see you in 2 weeks, guys. Peace the fuck out.